It's May 14th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
Greetings. This is Jesus of Nazareth. It is November 6th, 2002, and here's Jesus. Our beloved Olora is not feeling too well, and I have sent her to lay down and rest for a while. So I'm going to try to do a few of today's segments by myself. I hope people will be patient with me and understand that this is not usually the way we work. We got this question from one of our listeners. It says, I heard that you disagree with giving mercy to the young man involved in the sniping spree, that you want him to be tried as an adult and executed. I cannot understand why someone with your compassion and pity would want to destroy such a young man. Can you explain why, dear lady? This young man is a cold-blooded killer. He is a creature of darkness. He has nothing to do with the light at all, and he should be tried just like anyone else for his crimes. These two individuals terrorized an entire community. They tried to hold that community hostage. They tried to make money on terror. They threatened children to get money from their parents, which to me is even worse than killing. Mercy can be given when it is deserved, but when it is not deserved, it should not be given. Just because someone is young does not mean that they have the right to kill and maim and be released from any punishment. Mankind has taken a wrong track. Mankind has been misled by a sick mind. Those who do evil must be punished. That is God's way, and it is it should be. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett-Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we work the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
Jesus of Nazareth here again. Olora is still laying down. She's not feeling too well, and I am attempting to do this by myself. So again, I hope people will be kind and understand my poor efforts, and I hope to get her back pretty soon because I'm a little lost and lonely here. But we will continue. Here is another question from the same lady. Dear Lord, I understand that you support the Chechen rebels against the Russians. How can you support such an evil people? Why would you turn against the Russians when they have done so much to modify their society and now allow Christianity? Well, madam, evil is not allowed under any circumstances. The Chechens are a free and independent people. They were conquered by the Russians many years ago and have longed for their freedom ever since. They are fighting for their rights. People are afraid that they will become a fundamentalist nation, but this is their own fault because they have allowed the Russian tyranny for so long. The Russians have no right in Chechnya. The Chechens did not attack the Russians. The Russians attacked the Chechens. And the Chechens have every right to have their country free and to live the way they want to live without Russian domination. The Russians, just like the English in Northern Ireland, are trying to hang on to that last little bit of empire. They are trying to keep their last little bit of colonial pride. They want to hold on to some part of the vast empire that they once held by the blood of the gun and the knife. And it simply cannot be allowed dear lady. The American people should speak up to their government. They should tell their government, tell the Russians to get out of Chechnya, to leave the Chechenian people alone, and let them have their own destiny. Then if it becomes a problem, if they start attacking people, take care of it. But get out of Chechnya and give the Chechens their freedom.
We'll be back another time.